That's what I'm talking about right there. Nice and mellow. Nice and mellow on this wonderful Monday afternoon. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am the one and the only, your host, Mr. Talk in the House. Hey, what's going on, man? If you tuned in a little earlier and you didn't hear anything, I do apologize. Computer decided it wanted to do something crazy, so I had to go back and fix it. I really wanted to play Earth, Wind, and Fire, That's the Way of the World for you today, but of course, some things you just can't control, right? So since I couldn't control that, I went with Bruno Mars and, you know, the song everybody keeps playing, you know, Open the Door and Gone Crazy About It and what have you. Yeah. Well, the only thing I got to say is I hope he's leaving it open in the right neighborhood. Because he's leaving it open in the wrong neighborhood, he may get the wrong people to come visit him. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Hey, welcome to the show. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the right and left dilemma. And, I thought about that as I was writing it. I said, you know what, that's good right there, the right and left dilemma. Because it seems like that's where this country is right now. That's where we are right now, the right and the left. And, you don't have to be that way. You really don't. All they can do is do a little critical thinking. But anyway, we'll get into that here in a little bit. Let me tell you how you can do a lot of things and join me on the show today. Talk to you can call me at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletts, L-E-T-S, talk at gmail.com. Don't forget, chat room has been at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And if you have any other ways of communicating with me throughout the show, after the show, before the show, hey, feel free. I'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you or listen to something you have to say. Hey, I'm always open-minded, you know, and that's the great thing about being an adult. You know, sometimes you realize you need to be open-minded by a lot of things instead of closed-minded and one viewing stuff one way just because that's the way you've been taught all your life and that's the only way you think it should be. And honestly, that is not the way. It's not. You know, as we get older, we should, I want to say, become wiser. You know, we should become wiser. We should. But unfortunately, in a lot of situations, that's not what happens. And so we end up in situations like we are now, where there's a whole lot of crazy going on and nobody seems to know how to fix it. Well, they act. Let me put it that way. They act as though they do not know how to fix it. Oh, but they know how. They just choose not to. They choose not to. And the more they can keep the people riled up, divided, fighting amongst each other, they can do what the heck they want to because nobody's really paying attention to what they are doing. Huh. Look at there. See how easy that is? Yeah, that's so easy. But then again, that's the way of the world now, right? Of course. That is the way of the world. That's the way it's been for some time. All the way back to 1619 or 1775, whatever side of the fence you're on, you know, that's the way it has always been. You know, the narrative is what everybody else wanted it to be. I want you to believe, and 9 out of 10 people believe that. They believe what they're told. They know. They believe what they're told or shown. Not given thought that, well, maybe, you know, this may not be the whole story, the complete story. And as long as we continue to fall into that trap, well, why do you expect anything to change? I've often said when it comes to these so-called leaders up in Washington, D.C., you know, every four years, you have what they call an election where the people decide who is going to run the government. They expect something different. Now, how are you going to expect something different if you keep the same people in place? I know this sounds like, you know, the same old thing Mr. Talk be saying, and it is because it's fact. That's fact. You want something to change, but you don't want to change the people in charge. So how are you going to change it? But anyway, yeah, I went on a little rant there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not my fault, you know. I'm just looking at it as I see it. You know what I mean? I do. I look at it as I see it. But anyway, let's get to talking about some of these things that I got planned to talk about today. We're going to talk about this new phone that's supposed to be coming out that's been pushed by so-called conservative, you know, a lot of the Trump followers, and it's called the Freedom Phone. Now, this is an interesting thing in itself, and we'll get to a little bit of that. You know, there's not much to it, But what they're talking about right now is like, yeah, it's not going to happen. You know, this is interesting. COVID, this COVID stuff, yeah. It's interesting. It is really becoming interesting all over again. And, you know, my question is, are we headed for another lockdown? Yeah, is it going to be another lockdown now with all these so-called variants? You got this one, the Delta variant that's going on that's supposed to be super addictive and what have you. Now there's another one out there called the Lambda. I think that's the name of it. Yeah, Lambda. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that so-called version of COVID. So, you know, and as we continue to navigate through this time with this so-called pandemic or whatever you want to pronounce the dang on word, it's interesting that now everybody's beginning to talk about masks again. And, you know, you have companies and department cities and things like that are telling their workers that, look, you need to be vaccinated by a certain time, or you're going to have to make a decision. You know, there's hospitals in Texas, Michigan, and Iowa, you know, that's basically told their workers, look, either you get the vaccination or you may be out of a job. Now, in one, I think it's in Iowa, I think basically they need to get the vaccine or they are going to have to be subject to a test every week. The same thing just came out about New York City. You know, they have until September the 13th to get vaccinated for those that's not vaccinated, the unvaccinated. And if not, they'll be subject to a COVID test every week. And the Department of Veterans Affairs, you know, they just put out that, they're requiring all their healthcare workers to be vaccinated within the next 2 months. So as you can see, this thing is really beginning getting interesting. Now, here's my take on it. You know, here's my take on this vaccine and, you know, whether you want to wear a mask or not. Here's my take on it. Do whatever floats your boat. I'm just going to say it like that. Do whatever floats your boat. Because that is your choice. If you don't want to take the vaccine, fine. Don't get the vaccine. If you don't want to wear a mask, fine. Don't wear a mask. That's your choice. If you want to get the vaccine, get it. Want to wear the mask even after you get the vaccine? Do it. Your choice. I don't understand why it's such a big hoopla about this. Now, with that being said, if you are a healthcare worker, provider, and you have seen what this so-called virus has done to people, you know, and you still choose not to do what's right. I guess I'm saying do what's right because I'm not really thinking of another word. But you choose to treat individuals, okay? You choose to treat individuals knowing that you may be a carrier of whatever yourself, then that's just being selfish, you know? That's just being selfish. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. Y'all know I try and call it as I see it. That's being selfish because it's not like you're normal Joe Smo walking around, you know, on job somewhere else. You're actually the people, the person that the people are coming to see to be treated. But if you're a carrier of this, whatever COVID yourself, then what good are you doing? Now, I know there's a bunch of conspiracy theories out there talking about, you know, this is a population control, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so maybe it is. I mean, who knows? Who knows? You know, that's for a whole different discussion, a whole different show. But just looking at it from the point of what you will do and what you won't do, if you're a healthcare worker, I mean, you're there to help and take care of others. So if that lens that you have to do something you don't want to do, sometimes that's what you have to do. Or you find another profession to be a part of. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, and I know a lot of y'all have no idea. Y'all don't know this, you know. But I'm going to tell you because I like being upfront. I'm not going to tell you something that I haven't dealt with or been a part of myself. I am vaccinated. Yes, I took the vaccines. Yes, I came out when it first happened and said, no, we're not doing that, But I had to sit back and take stock in myself, what I do, and who I'm around while I'm doing it. Yes, I am vaccinated. Yes, I still wear my mask, even though they say, no, you don't have to. But that's my choice. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the choice I made, and I will stick by that choice. Some of you out there, you're determined you're not going to take it. Fine, don't take it. Personally, I don't care. In healthcare, yeah, I think you should be really giving that some real, real thought. Or you wear a mask. You know, that's the crazy part. You don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to be vaccinated because it infringes on your right. But what about the right of the people that you're spreading this stuff to? Right? I'm just saying. Yeah, you know, these vaccines, they're not the best in the world. They haven't been really tested, whatever, but, you know, you do what you do. Don't try and make me feel guilty for making the choices I made. And that's what happens. That's what's happening. You know, if you work for, you know, and that's crazy. If you work for the city, like New York City, you have a decision to make now. You know, the interesting thing was they didn't say you would be terminated. They would fire you, like the hospital down in Houston. Okay. But if you want to go through the rigmarole of taking that test every week, do what you do. Okay. Yeah, Sarge, I know. You know, the typical conservative, and you're going to say what you're going to say because that's what's been drilled in your brain, and you follow the Constitution and blah, 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 blah. Really don't care. Yes, there are some people that have taken the vaccine and so-called have had adverse effects. Yes, that's with anything you do. You go out there and jump off a mountain 8,000 times. One of them times, your parachute may not open. That's the chance you take, right? But does that make you right? No. That don't make you right. That means you just took a chance. And sometimes taking a chance is better than doing nothing. That's what they say in business, right? If you don't take a chance, how you know what you're going to do? You know, and that's the other thing. You get people who blow in, and, you know, this vaccine, and I know so-and-so took the vaccine, and they ended up in the hospital, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, and. I felt fine before I took the dang on, got the vaccine. I felt fine, and I felt fine since I've taken it. Yes, I have. You know, but then again, you know, I feel as though I have taken care of my body and myself well enough throughout the years that I'm okay. And then here's the kicker, people. Here's the thing that nobody wants to talk about, but it's factual. There's nothing you can do about it. And that is, when it's your time, it's your time. Get over it. You know, you say get over it a whole lot of other things, but, hey, that is a fact. When it's your time, it's your time. I don't care how many vaccines you took, how many you didn't take, what you do, what you don't do, it's your time. Nobody knows that. So, yes, you know, so bloviate all you want to, you know, throw out all these great numbers and what you've seen happen and, okay, fine. Let's move on with our lives. You know, let's move on with our lives. You've taken other vaccines and you have no idea what was going on. But anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know that's what's going on with this vaccine. And I think if they don't be careful, they'll be talking about trying to do another lockdown, shutdown. However, I don't think this economy and this country cannot survive another one. I really don't think so, because it almost destroyed, you know, this fragile economy from the beginning last time. So just imagine what happened now. You know, it is what it is. I just thought I'd let y'all know that's what's going on with that. And we'll keep looking out. We'll keep looking out for that. Yeah, because it is what it is. All right. That's enough about the vaccines, man. I just had to get that out. That had been eating at me a little bit, especially since I looked at a lot of stuff that was coming across my feed earlier before I came on the air, and I had to get that out. So, okay. So, let's get to this thing about the left and the right, because that's what I want to talk about. You know, and what brought this to mind is there's some Texas Democrats, state lawmakers that have decided to leave the state of Texas and go to Washington, D.C. in order to keep the state legislature from passing some voter restriction laws. Okay, they call them new laws, but it's different voter restriction laws. Okay, now. And before I felt I could talk about it, I had to go and look at some of these things that they say are restrictive, that they are, you know, against, you know, trying to keep people from voting, people colors, right? And I looked at it, and that's where I came up with the topic, the left and right dilemma. You know, it's interesting because when you look at the dynamic of what's going on, you can't do anything but shake your head. And really what I'm mad is representatives of the people of the state of Texas, the Democrats right now, are complaining about are some of the things that were implemented because of the pandemic. That's on the minute. So, things like drive-through voting, 24-hour voting, reading, you know, what was proposed. I'm like, where's the logic in this? Where is the logic? You know, before COVID, there was no drive-through voting. There was no I don't know if it was no 24-hour voting, but I'm sure it wasn't as widespread as it was. The mail-in ballots, you know, identification, proper, you know, I reckon, you know, and as I'm looking at this and I'm reading it, I'm like, where is the issue? Where's the issue? Because really, there isn't an issue. They're making it an issue. They really are. They're making an issue. Now, you know, and you would think that these individuals say, well, let's look at this thing. Let's look at this. You're taking something that was implemented to make sure everybody was able to vote because of the situation that the country is in during the last election. Not to mention they really wanted that knucklehead out of office, that, you know. Okay, that's fine. But when you really look at it, the things they are fighting about in the big picture is not as important as fighting for what's going on locally. You know what I mean? You know, like redistricting. You don't see them fighting about that. You know, local tax laws and stuff. They're not fighting about that. They're worried about something that can be fixed so easily. Nothing in this life shows more hypocrisy than the actions of Democrats. Now, see, and once again, that's that nonsense that we have been taught and drilled on, that it's either the Democrats' fault or the Republicans' fault. No, it's all false. Because, no, you know who fault it really is? It's our fault, the people's fault. And the reason why it's the people's fault, because we allow them to do it, stand up and do this year in and year out, and nothing has been done to make them change. So, no, it's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. That's hogwash. That's nonsense. Okay? It's simple. You know, they tell you things, like PNG just put in things, unsolicited applications. Wow, you get junk mail all the time. You complain about that, do you? Only when it comes time to voting, then it's your unsolicited application. It's a problem. No, the problem is we allow them to do it. That's nonsense. When you don't want them sending you that dang on mail all the time, what you do? You do something. You either stop them or you see what I'm saying? So don't quit buying into that nonsense. And that's the right and left dilemma. That's what it is. Everybody feel that you have to be on one side or the other. You can't get some kind of compromise or come up with some kind of working solution to fix the problem. No, you want to be on one side. This is it. I'm right, and that's it. The Democrats are wrong. The Democrats are always wrong. The Republicans are wrong. They're always wrong. No, the people in this country are wrong because we'll keep allowing them to do it. Election integrity laws. There is no election integrity. Because every time there's an election, now, and this is why there is no integrity, period, number one, because those individuals that's running for office usually don't have any integrity. That's why they run for office 9 times out of 10. But let me get back to where I was going.
Yeah.
So when you look at this thing, you say, okay, if this one side is doing this, let's work to fix it on this end. Right? That'd be a normal thing. Okay, they trying to stop this. Let's look at this and see, is this really a big enough problem for us to worry about, or are there some other things that we can do to fix this? But we don't even get to that point because we just believe what we've sown, what we've seen, what they've told us to believe, and bam, we're going with that. Whatever side of the fence you want to be on for that issue. And this is nothing new. It was the same thing during the time of Christ. They did the same thing. Either you was with them or you weren't. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just, you have to sit back and think about these things. You know, where's the logic? Why aren't you trying to do something? Heck, Trump said it the best. When you're in charge, you make the rules. We've done that since we were kids, children. When you're in charge, you make the rules. So I said 700 sworn affidavits attesting to election fraud throughout the country is good enough for me. Of course, 7,000. Of course. 7,000 in millions. Right? Quit drinking the Kool-Aid, Sarge. Quit drinking the Kool-Aid. And no, I'm not letting you in on the show so you can yell and scream today. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. You know where I'm going then. Yeah. You know, and okay, y'all, hold up for a minute. I got to go and handle something real fast. I'm gonna do this here real quick. Now I'll be right back.
You can have all the money in your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worth the treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have. You can have everything, but what does it mean? It all means nothing, if you don't care to put something. You can't just talk the talk, you got to walk that walk, yes you do.
All right, I'm back. I do apologize. I ain't apologizing. I just dang on pets. But anyway, you know, you know, and I'm looking at all this right here that that's being said. Pianki talking about the three-fifths compromise, and the Democrats want to bring in illegals and DACA numbers to urban areas where they have lost population. No, let's talk about what's really going on. The reason that they don't want others allowed in this country is because they're the white population. Let's just go and put it out there. The population, white population, are not producing children like they used to. Okay? That is what the issue is. All right? That is what the issue is. That's why they want the others to come in. And let's not talk about what the Democrats are doing, because Santos down in Florida, the same policy, the same argument that he used against Biden and his immigration policy, now he's saying that Biden is being racist or what word can I use? Racist toward the Cuban people because he won't let them come into the country. But let's take a look at the big picture. They're complaining about not being treated right and the living conditions and the crime in their country, right, by the regime. These individuals coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and on that side of the world, they're complaining about the same thing. But you don't want to let them in, but you want to let these folk in. See, that's the nonsense that I'm talking about right there. But as you can see, some of us going to buy into one and condemn the other without realizing that it's the hypocrisy no matter where you look at. Because why? There's no integrity caught up in this left and right dilemma. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that easy. That's where we are. Let's see. Okay. It says, I got a text here. It says, I'm not for either side, but you're right. The people side with an ideology and not with integrity. For example, if one group says it has core Christian values, then how could they turn a blind eye to everything and accept every lie that they know is a lie? But like I said, I'm not for either side. See? That's it. That's it. We've been conditioned and trained to, well, we're going to put our own explanation and our own definition on to make it fit what we wanted to do or what we wanted to say, because that's what we believe and that's how we're going to leave it. Well, fine. Do you. But here's the problem. We're allowing our so-called representatives to do what the heck they want. They're not listening to either side. Oh, yeah, they bombard you when it's time for election because they want you to put you back in office. They want you to put them back in office. Why? Because they can continue to make money, take the little side deals, and tell you what they think they want you to hear until they're there and you call upon them, you need them, and they're like, well, we'll see what we can do. Those are the facts that you got some of y'all running around here talking about, God, our country was founded on that and that, but nobody's actually using Christian principles as per the good book to make anything happen using their version. Now, as they see fit to use it. But let's be fair and let's be honest here. This is nothing new. It's been used throughout time. Priests and all them. Think about it. All the people were killed behind the name of Christianity. that were nothing but political wars, because they didn't like, nobody worshiped like they told them to worship. Nobody believed what they wanted them to believe. So we'll just go to war with you. But we're going to do it in the name of Christianity. Let's be honest. Honest. But nobody wants to talk about that. Why? Because it's unpopular. Why? Because it make you have to think a little bit and reexamine what you've been doing, what you believe. Yes, and you should. Every little conspiracy come out, every little black and white that they put down there and want you to believe, if it's in your arena, oh, you're on top of it. You're on top of it. You know, you're on top of it. Good thing, text says, feel good, church, feels good, and that's all the people want. Exactly. Exactly. I will see your Christianity, and I will raise you Marxism and communism for a higher body count. You know what? Y'all full of crap with that, too. I'm just calling it like I see it, you know. You full of crap with that, too. Remember in the United States back in the 50s, McCarthy, Senator McCarthy, and all of a sudden everybody was communist unless they kowtowed to what they wanted them to do. Even in Hollywood, Ronald Reagan and John Wayne, they were over certain committees in Hollywood that, you know, if you didn't do what they wanted to do, you was part of, you was Marxist or you was communist. You know what? It's there. What we got, Sarah says, Mr. Talk, you are right to be scared of me, whether I yell or not. One thing I am not is scared of any man, number one. Number two, I'm not scared of anything you're going to say, Sarge. Number three, I just don't want to hear your voice today. Because see, what I found out, and people, let me go on to break this down. See, what I have found out, certain times and certain things that are discussed, and it's interesting that when you get to discussing them, and you start stepping on toes and slapping people upside the head, that's when they want to come on air and deviate from what you're talking about to take the mind off the onus off the main conversation that's going on. Well, people, today I said it's not going to happen. That's why it's not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because I pay for this show. So good, 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 good. Now, you think about, man, you start thinking about these people. Okay. Presidential election that was bought. Okay. There was a money loan to this country that they have never paid back. By people. That's why certain people run this country, whether you believe that or not. Certain people do run this country. All right. Now, but the biggest thing is, and I think George Carlin said it best, you know, politicians don't want well-educated people capable of critical things because that's against their interests. They don't want you to think, wait a minute, this don't make any sense here. This is not logical. They don't want you to do that. They want obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept it. And that's this country in a nutshell. You know? And the crazy part is, it's constant. It's constant because you've been conditioned, you've been programmed, to do that. You win or you lose. Simple. You win or you lose. There's no in between there. That's what they tell you. You win or you lose. And I guess that's based on your beliefs or what you want to do. But that's fine. You know, Terry said, the same people saying it's my right not to comply and wear a mask are the same ones saying he or she should have complied when they have the situations like, for example, Freddie Gray. Yeah. Well, I'm not even going to say Freddie Gray. I'm going to say George Floyd. Yeah. But it is. It's hypocrisy. But the crazy part is no one has ever decided. You know, and it's amazing. You see all these so-called activists and civil rights people and all these other people out there. And anytime something bad happens, they're right there on the scene and they're rah-rahing and protesting. But nobody's politicians accountable for anything. Nothing. When your favorite news channel, i.e. Fox, starts telling a little bit of what's really going on, you turn against them. Why? Because you don't like it no more. They're not telling us the whole story. They're not telling us the truth about what's going on. Well, no, they weren't telling you the truth before, but somebody had finally said, you know what, we need to stop this. Same with NBC, ABC, CNN, or whatever. Nobody's holding them accountable. Some of them don't even, you don't even hold your own household accountable. So how do, I don't know why we expect them to hold anybody else accountable, but you can't hold your own household accountable. But that's another story in itself as well. But my point is this. You know, as long as we allow ourselves to be placed on one side or the other, all right, of any argument when it comes to politicians, then the people, the citizen, what's the other words? Patriots, whatever you want to call yourself during this time, ain't worth nothing. You're just a little worker ant. That's all you are. Hoping some Bigfoot don't come and step on you and smush you. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Oh. Yeah. They say, right, politicians are not the people's friends, but the people pick a favorite one and stick with them. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. If you ride or die like that, that's fine. But don't think everybody is, all them jokers care about you. That they're perfect? Because that's just not so. Maxine Waters claims CIA putting drugs into the black hood. You know what? I'm not even going to dignify that with a comment. You see? Go back and read your history, your real history. See? And that's the other thing. You know, it's amazing. We can quote a whole lot of things what people say, but have you gone back and read what really happened to get to this point? See, here's another issue. Here's another issue. We so stuck in today, what's going on today, but in order to understand what's happening today, you need to go back and look at history, real history, the true history of this country, not just that bull crap that they teach you in college, what they call college higher education, or the little two or three page essay you have to write during high school or what have you. I don't even know you do that anymore. No, go and look at the real history. Dig through real history. And what you will find out is half the stuff that y'all around here running around talking about is not happening or didn't happen. You will find out. It happened, and yes, it happened in ways you don't want to admit because you too stubborn being on the right or the left side of whatever thought process you want to be because that's what you've been told, and that's what you're going to believe. And Woo! I had to calm down there for a minute. All right. So, you know, and you know, the funniest thing about this is anytime you start speaking out against what is known as the status quo, you get told a few things. The first thing is, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, look at all the freedom you have now. If you didn't live here, what you fail to realize is the United States of America is not the only free country in this on this planet. Now, as arrogant as Americans are, see, as arrogant as Americans are, you think you're the best at everything. But if you really go and look at what's going on around the world and here in America, you'll realize America is way down on the totem pole. The only reason why America is so, I'm not even going to say revered, why people think America is so much, because you go over there, we go over there, and we take what we want from people. When they don't, see, and if you pay attention to a lot of things, they'll show you their hand, you know. They'll show you your hand. It really will. You know, you help put people in power as long as they're doing what you want them to do. Then all of a sudden, they come back and like, you know what? I thought about this, and y'all not holding up y'all end of the bargain. So you know what? I'm going to take my country. I'm going to start my own currency in my country, going to back it by gold that's in my country, and we'll talk to y'all later. And what the politicians do in this country? Oh, my God, no. We can't have that. Hey. Okay. Got it. Let's go and start a war. We'll just take what we want. We'll put whoever in power we want to have in power. And that way, we do what we want to do, so you think. And this has been shown and done throughout history. You know? It is. But once again, we're just stuck there. That's right. Five presidents killed for refusing in the last few months. Yeah. Yeah. So, the right or the left? How about the critical thinking and the logic behind it? I'm play the game for a moment. Okay, so let's look at the Democrats, Rand, because they said they're restricting voting. Okay. Now, they're basing their thought processes on, you know, during the last election, right, they had more people come out and vote before than ever. Okay. They made it very easy for those that had not voted before to vote. And it was good. Now you'd look at the Republicans and say, well, they cheated. And basically that's all. They cheated. They had more votes than people. They cheated. They sent out applications to people, and when people didn't ask for absentee ballots, they cheated. And because they cheated, we lost the presidency. Oh, and we lost the Senate, the Congress. Oh. So now you have people on both sides arguing back and forth about who cheated, who didn't cheat, and how was the cheating done, and blah, 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 blah. And then the whole time while you're doing all this, you're coming up on another set of elections, After that, another set of the elections, and you're still going to be arguing about this same old bull crap that's going on that can be easily fixed if people just get out their back, get their heads out their booty holes, and God dang it, sit down and come up with some solutions. Y'all ever notice that this country, as far as Congress and all that, they never really come up with real solutions to anything. They come up with fixed gaps or, okay, we're going to just do this for a few years, and then we'll readdress it again in another 4 or 5 years. Never fix anything. Never fix anything. Because they don't want to fix anything. Because we don't require them to fix anything. Of the lion. The more chaotic it is, the better off they are. Because you're not paying them any attention because you're caught up in all that other nonsense. Ah! And then we get to the bit, oh, the one that really sets everybody off. The black people are trying to take over. The Cubans are trying to take over. The Puerto Ricans are trying to take over. The Mexicans are trying to get, I'm not going to say Mexican, the Hispanics are trying to take over. Guatemalans are trying to take over. They're trying to take our country. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Now, I'm gonna mention this because I see it says, Mr. Talk, we have election audits in Georgia, Arizona, and PA. Notice the wording, Mr. Talk, we have audits in Georgia, Arizona, and PA that have revealed factual evidence of vote fraud, but I guess you ain't paying attention. No, I paid attention. And the percentage of fraud and any of those weren't large enough for an election to be changed, number one. It sure wasn't large enough for people to storm the Capitol building on January the 6th, was it? It sure is not bad enough that we have to continue to talk about it because that's what they want you to talk about. See, and once again, that's one side of the story. See, because that audit in Arizona is so screwed up by the people that's actually doing the audit, you know, there's no credibility there anyway. Because it's not bipartisan, it's one side of the table. Once again, you're stuck there again. So, you know what? Let's go back because, once again, that's a distraction, y'all. Try to get me into, you know, this other stuff. But, no, my point is this. Come off the right, come off the left. I've said this many a times. Use your god dang on good common sense, people. That is just that easy. Use your common sense. That's what, well, some of you don't have it, apparently. But anyway, that's what it's there for. Excuse me. You know, and if everybody actually sat down and really thought about it, you know, instead of putting stuff like, we have election, no. Think about what's going on the other side. Think about what's going on. You know, you hear all this going on, but I was about to say that. The American people are too busy trying to feed their families, save money for their children's college, and just live than to worry about worthless politicians that they deep down know are worthless. Yeah. Now, here's the kicker. See, you're talking about the elections. You're talking about this. What about the homeless? People that walk around all day. Yeah, what about them? Just think of the money you spend on these so-called elections, all these audits and what have you. And you have people living downtown under overpasses. And, you know, what about those individuals? What about them? Oh, that's what the courts are for. Oh, wow. There we go again. That's what the courts are for. Woo! Yeah, let somebody else do it, right? Let somebody else hold them accountable. Arrogant, dumb son of a guns. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Because it's just crazy. It's crazy. Once, you know, you sit down and you talk to people, and they're running for office, and they sound so good. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And when I get there, yeah, yeah. You see how that works, right? Because what people fail to realize, they're the new people coming in. So they have no power whatsoever. That's like that nonsense they got up, they have in Congress, what is it? The Congressional Black Caucus? Yeah. They can't pass nothing without the help of somebody else. So if they decide to go there with some good will and good intention, eventually they're going to have to take a look and say, well, am I going to join the hypocrisy train or am I going to stick to my guns? And, of course, we know what happens if you just stick to your guns. You won't get anything done as far as your people unless you hook up with somebody else in your district or what have you, or precinct, or you make enough noise to where they call your names, you know, try and get you thrown off committees, what have you. Or better yet, just make you disappear. Oh, yeah, we back to making people disappear again. Oh, how that works in this country so well? Just make people disappear. And they get too noisy. Yeah. People, come from that right and come from that left. You know, that's about, you know, and thinking about it now when I just said that, you know what that reminds me of? Y'all, I know some of y'all watch them true Twix commercials on television, right? When they be talking about the right and the Twix, and really they both the same. Bingo. Bingo. That's the one of the best examples I can think of. Because no matter what side you're on, if you really take a big look at it, it's all the same big picture. It sounded real good for these Texas Democrats to go in and get on their plane and fly to Washington, D.C. You know, yeah, that's what we're protesting. But while they're in D.C., what are they working on? Are they accomplishing anything? Are they trying to come up with a solution? Or are they just in there, we just ain't going back until August the 6th when the special session is over with. And then you have the great governor of Texas that says, well, if they don't come back in time to pass it this time, I'll just call another special session until we do pass it. Now, what we have is the left against the right against the left, and the whole time with this little kitty squabble going on, and nothing is being done. And the city of Austin has one of the largest homeless communities, visible homeless community that you will ever see. Talk about that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, there are days that you just, you have to sit back and think, man. You really do. Why don't you think this government wants to legalize marijuana, cannabis, as they call it? It grows. You know what? I was about to go somewhere. I'm not even going there. But think about it. That's your homework. Think about it. Why won't this government go ahead and do that? You know, they done locked up a whole lot of entrepreneurs. A whole lot of entrepreneurs. That is so true. And Austin is one of the most expensive places to live, but they'll take care of that university and football team. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, I got a comment in the chat room that says the way to help the homeless and poor is simple. Don't be one. You see what I'm saying? That's where we are. And that basically would be a great, that's a politician right there. You know? That's it, man. That's it. The right and the left. The right and the left dilemma. Until we realize that we're being played by both sides and decide to stand up against it and make some real stuff happen, we're not going to progress. We're just going to continue to go round and round in the same cycle. We go over all every 4 to 6 years as far as elections go. Now you take a look at the bigger picture. Yeah, it seems like we recycle around, you know, so many years also. The same thing pops back up. I was listening to a show I did in 2012 when I first started doing this show right here. And you know the very interesting part about it was I was saying the same thing then. And that is what really scared the heck out of me. I was saying the same thing then, and here we are, 2021, and I'm still saying the same thing. Will we ever learn? Will we ever learn? No, because too busy trying to pay attention to keywords. You're too busy trying to listen to your so-called great, great leaders that have totally, totally different agendas than me and you. It's all good. It's gravy. It's gravy. That's what makes us who we are, right? We are wonderful. We're a superpower. We're a mean man. We the police of the world. And little do you know, we're some of the most undereducated people in the world. You ever thought about that? Most other countries, they speak their language, English, and they usually speak another language as well. But us big bag Americans, hey, most of us speak English. That's what you want to call it. But then you have to think about it too. You'd be like, I can't speak that now. And then we want to insult them, say, speak English. And they thought they know how to speak more than one language. But we're the super educated ones, right? We're the big ones, the good ones. Oh, man. You see, don't get me started, man. Life is wonderful, isn't it? And here's another interesting thing. Most of y'all don't realize that the parties that you see today has not always been that way. They were flip-flopped at one time. You don't want them to know that either. See, that's some of the history. Americans live for entertainment, not education. Hey. Yeah. But it's the way it is. It's the way it is. Now, some of you over there beating on your dang on computers like you done lost your mind is you trying to see what I'm telling you is true or not. Good. I'm glad you are. I'm happy for you. That's what you should be doing. And not stopping at the first thing you see. If you see something in that whole story that you got a question about, hit on and hit that one. You'll be surprised at how the real story comes out after a while. Instead of just settling for the headline that comes across or the talking heads that one of these news channels tell you. Yeah, that's all you be doing. You know, you sit there and read your little daily paper that's basically run by the same people, and you're good with that. That's the only information you need. If more of you did that, you'll realize that there's a whole lot more going on than what you're being told, number one, and you would look at things a little bit differently. I do believe that. Just like that nonsense they told you about the Black Panthers was militant and they were radical. Yeah, they were radicals. They were trying to take care of their own community. That what made them radical. They were radical because they defended themselves. Oh, that's what made them radical. But the history books won't tell you that. They were a militant group. They wanted to take down the United States. They were communists. I can't help. You have to throw the history out there, man. You have to throw it out there. Robert Williams down in North Carolina. Yeah, y'all know about Robert Williams. Yeah. But anyway, I love it. But yeah, that's where we are, man. That's where we are. So stop falling for this left and right stuff. Stop falling for it. You know why? Because it's nonsense. It really is. It's nonsense. And we need to do a better job. We need to do a better job. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. You had some people, you know, you have some people and, you know, he's just an Uncle Tom. They don't even know you know, and a lot of Black people use that term. They don't even know the history of this the guy. No, he was helping people go to freedom before Harriet Tubman. You know, he set up a Freeman camp in Canada for runaway slaves. So yeah. All right, hold on. Let me do this here real quick. All right. Area code 612. All right, turn your stuff down. Okay, let's see if we can get them back. All right, are you there? 612?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, how you doing this afternoon? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
I can offer a slightly different take. I think that the left and right dynamic is a real thing because the policies are clearly drastically different. And especially now, it's even more heightened because there's more of a polarization going on politically in America. And I think the big thing, too, is the media. If you look at the media in America, it's overrepresentative of one side versus another, which creates this kind of tension in this country, whereas if the media's coverage was more reflective of the actual country, I don't think there'd be as much tension between the two sides as we see now.
Well, but... Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know what you put your phone on by the air conditioner or what, but that was brutal. That really was brutal. But, okay. I see your point to a certain extent. And, yes, the media. We talked about the media. And, you know, today, well, let me go back to what you said before. Yes, the left and the right dilemma is real. It is. It is. It's very real. You're right. And that's what I've been talking about the whole show. It's very real. Now, as far as the media and these other entities, social media, what have you, playing the divide and conquer type of card, yes, I agree once again because that's what is going on. But once again, that we have allowed that to go on, and reason why I say we have allowed that to go on because usually we jump on one side and we ride with that. We ride or die then. Yeah, we ride or die. Yeah, we ride or die. So, thank you for calling in, man. Good comments. Good comments. If you want to say something else, you know, just hit your one again so I can see. But, yeah. Let's see what we got here. Huey P. Newton and Barbie Seale sold copies of Mao Zedong's Little Red Book to make dough on college campuses. By the way, have you ever read the Black Party Manifesto? Straight from the Commie Manifesto. And the answer to your question is, yes, I have read it. Okay. And so what's wrong with selling a little book on campus? What's wrong? There's a problem with a black man trying to educate other people? Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't want educated people. You want ignorant individuals. As long as you keep them ignorant, you're good, right? Get out of here with that nonsense. See how easy they try to just go somewhere else with you? Really? No. Excuse me. No. No. All right, let me bring 612 back in again. All right, sir, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right.
I'm here with the thing. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, to the point that the previous comment made about the communist link, I think that has to do with the fact that you mentioned that people were accusing the Black Panther Party of being associated with communists. In reality, they were. And if you look at the black power symbol with the fist, that is literally the communist symbol that they have, the same fist symbol to represent their movement. And if you study the writings of the neo-Marxists during the, you know, during the 1900s, they had an issue because they were trying to get a workers' revolution in America like they had in Russia. And the problem they were having was that the working class was not on board because obviously their life situation wasn't as bad and as desperate as people in Russia was. So what they decided was we need to reshape our target. Instead of going after working class people, we're going to focus on racial or minority groups. And so they made a shift right around the 50s and 60s, especially with the black population, which is why all that pro-black, you know, black power, all these little symbols you start seeing coming out came out at that time. Because they're the money and the engine behind that movement. What a stated aim and goal. And their goal is not the betterment of black people or, you know, changing the black fight. That's not their goal at all. Their goal is to use black people as a wedge to try to break the capitalist system in America. Because that's their ultimate goal, is destroying capitalism. Which is why, for example, take the Black Lives Matter movement recently. You look at their website, look at their mission statements, what they want to accomplish. They are clearly a communist movement because they have it stated that they want to destroy capitalism. That's one of their goals. So I think the unfortunate thing is a lot of black people don't realize that they've been used conveniently for certain political aims, that people that pretend that they're looking out for the betterment of black people, in reality, they're just using it as a pawn in their own agenda for a different reason. And so I think that's what the point is trying to elaborate.
Ah, okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff right there. Yeah, that is some outstanding stuff. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sitting here trying to really download what you just told me. That's why I'm like, yes. Black folk have been used for so many things within their own community. You're right. But at the same token, this is how you have to look at it at another little way too. Okay, so you're good right there. You're good. You know, so we're going to use that to we're going to go over here, look at what they're doing compared to what's happening to us over here. And, well, dang, that may not be such a bad idea. Huh, it's something new, right? It's new, so let's go ahead and do that. But then you're told, well, you can't do it because what they're doing over there is really bad. And because it's really bad, we can't allow you to do that over here. Although it may actually work better, or you may come up with a great plan and kind of mix the two that are, you know, the good on one side that's working and the good on the other side that's working, put them together, and you have a better system completely. You know what I mean? I guess then the fight would be called on, what would you call it, right? Because you can't call it capitalism. You definitely couldn't call it communism. Couldn't call it Marxism, fascism, whatever, because it just wouldn't work that way, because it's not what we believe to be a sustainable method, even though if you look at some facets of both sides, there's good and bad. But because it's a part of one big whole name, keyword, you can't use any of it. Because what that tells me is somebody in the Black Panther Party was really sitting down thinking about some things. They're thinking about some things. And say, you know what, this may actually be a good thing here. Then some of it may be good. But because it goes against the right at that during that time, oh, heck no, that is not going to happen. I'm just saying. You know, I know what I'm saying. But I understand your what you're saying. And honestly, okay. But my point is, we have to stop all that, man. We have to stop even just destroying ourselves from within. Because we're good at that. Or allowing ourselves to be used. Yeah, allowing ourselves to be used for the good of somebody else. Not for our own good, but for the good of someone else. Made stage props. But we're so used to it, we've just decided to go ahead and allow it, and we'd be all right. We'll categorize it. We'll make ourselves feel good or bad about it, however it's going to get us through it, and then we on to the next big thing that somebody wants us to believe, right? That's interesting. It really is. But, okay, we're going to keep it riding. Let's try this one here for a minute. Area code 605, welcome to the show. I got you. What you got for me?
You're not picking up block numbers today, Eric?
No, I'm not, because I ain't got time for nonsense, Joe. What's
okay.
Going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
I All right, so you don't want to deviate from the theme, which is from what I'm getting from having been on, from been listening, is that you don't want to deviate from the right or left paradigm, that both the right and the left are responsible and crooked and corrupt for the state of affairs that we're in today. Am I getting the gist of it?
Yeah, you just got the gist of it.
Yeah, well, I can't say that you're wrong. I do believe that the Democrats and Republicans are both the same, different wings of the same vulture. They don't have Americans, citizens' interests at heart. They're both crooked. They both could do something to better the state of affairs if they wanted to, but they don't. Both sides are paid off by the lobbyists, but I'm always open to solutions, since the solution in a republic is to vote. And when you vote, as you said before, near a little bit after the beginning of the show, if we don't have election integrity, then what do we have? And if that's our particular remedy as citizens, and if that's mm-hmm. taken away from us, then what else do we have?
Mm. Yeah. But I think that has already been taken away, Joe.
Yeah, that's been taken away a long time. Philadelphia's been famous for lack of election integrity, along with Cook County, New York, L.A., et cetera. So, at the same token, if the election integrity has been that crooked for so long, then why is it hard to believe that the election was stolen from Trump?
It's not hard to believe, but at the same, and I actually sat down and thought about that. I was like, yeah, well, maybe. You know, however, the facts don't prove that. And I'm not trying to get in, all the way into that. But to answer your point is, you're right. That's a good way of looking at it.
Okay. All right. And I won't get too deep into it because that's not the focal point of your
story. I mean, if you are caught up on the left or the right side of the thought process, hey, you may think it happened. Or, you like me, you sit there and say, okay, if they were to do this, how would they do it? And actually get away with it.
Yeah.
Well,
see, that's the whole thing, because, all Americans believe that politicians, most of them, if not all of them, are corrupt. But the one thing that really stops people from really taking hold of America by the bull, by the horns, and by the bull, is the fact that we don't believe that these politicians can actually sell America down the river. We don't believe that the politicians would be so corrupt that they could actually be the communists or totalitarianism, followers of totalitarianism, or Marxist or the followers of the Rothschild. Now, see, I believe that. Now, when I was a Democrat, I didn't believe it. But knowing people as I do, it eventually came to it, and it made everything make sense. How our secrets got stolen, how Clinton gave away secrets to the Chinese, how certain wars started, to whose benefit, did the war start? And then it just dawned on me. It was like an epiphany. Yeah. The congressmen, I didn't know that the congressmen or the state legislators or the attorneys general were so crooked that it could be that pervasive throughout the country. So that it had to be that coordinated. To me, I do believe the election was stolen. I think it was that coordinated. It took me completely by surprise. But for Congress people to be that corrupt, it made sense. If they were that corrupt, then everything else went and surpassed just backroom deals. So, yeah, I can believe the election was stolen. And I can believe that the 2022 election will not be on the up and up, nor will the 2024 election. But that's just my viewpoint based upon my observations of what these so-called congressmen have been doing to us for years. And it supports the red left paradigm. I don't trust any of them. They had ample opportunities to point out what's been wrong. The Republicans didn't do it. Both of them are being paid off by the lobbyists, as far as I'm concerned, and America is going down the tubes.
Well, Joe, you know, knowing you, I mean, we've been on doing this for a while now. And
yeah,
but you know, to put it this way, you know, knowing that you are a very thoughtful and concise individual, you're doing exactly like I say. You know, don't quit falling for it, man. Don't limit yourself to just one side of the house thinking, you know, or viewing stuff. Yeah.
No, I don't do that. Neither do you. That's why
I know.
I think you're one of the very few talk show hosts, at least the one that's most prominent. When you do have a particular viewpoint, you are willing to see the other side. So I think the one show I go to on Saturdays, he's somewhat like you, but you're the most prominent one because you do have definitive viewpoints that are more left. You might think they're more moderate, but then you are willing to listen and at least think about it when the show is over. I don't think I've been on any other show outside of yours and Donnie's, which is on Saturdays, which is like that. Because most people, when they get caught up in a particular viewpoint, that confirmation bias sets in and cognitive dissonance just rules the day. People just do not want to change their minds because they don't want to seem, well, oh my God, I've been believing in this for so many years. But I just tell people, look, it's not your fault, you know. You were brainwashed. We've all been brainwashed. You know, so I didn't blame myself for being brainwashed. I just said they got me, you know, and I moved on.
Exactly. You know, and can't we all say that? Hey, they got me one time or another during my life, more times than once, but at least I'm willing to recognize that and you know, correct it. And once again, that's what a lot of citizens are not going to do. They're not.
No.
You know, like
and
the
I
young
don't
man
blame
just.
For not, yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Say what now? You don't blame me for
say,
what?
I don't blame you for not putting Sarge or Bianchi on the air. I mean, you know, those two guys. I thought I'd give both of them a jab. I'm going to be talking to them eventually in the future. I thought I'd.
Yeah.
Give them a jab right now.
Well, you know what? They'll be on the show. They'll be on the show here one day, but probably next week. I just didn't want to hit them today. I really didn't.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know.
And no slight to either one
no
of them. But yeah, but you know what side of the aisle they coming from, and you know, yeah. So no, when I that's not what I want today. Okay, that's not
well,
what
that's,
I want today.
Yeah. it's not just that. I know they're very persistent. I mean, Sarge and I and Bianchi mainly hold the same views when it comes to politics. But I understand. Because Bianchi will talk about race and Sarge will bring in will yell, you know. But when you give him a chance to actually express himself. Without being impeded, he actually expresses himself, without having to yell too much. Isn't that right, Sarge? And then
he's yelling right now. I'm
yeah,
yelling.
Well,
I don't yell.
I can hear him.
Yeah,
I can hear him. I can hear him.
But yeah. Let me tell you, Joe. Have you heard about this Freedom Phone? You haven't heard about a Freedom Phone?
I wanted to hear about it because you were about to get to it.
Yeah, this Freedom Phone, okay? And it's basically, it's going to be a phone, right? And it's being, how can I, endorsed by Candace Owens and a couple other people. I can't pull up my notes right now, but a couple other people, you know, on the conservative side. And this phone is supposed to be able to keep everything
not
you have
tracked.
Very private. Yeah. Now, basically,
okay.
That's what
yeah.
it is. Not be tracked. Yeah. And
okay.
It costs $500. Okay. It costs $500. Should start shipping next week. Now, the only problem is can't no one get any details on this thing. And apparently, from what the experts have looked at, they say it looks like a copy of a lower brand of Chinese. Listen now, a Chinese phone. And they sell for most $199. Yeah. You know, but nobody can get no specs on this phone. Nobody, the guy who came up with it, the self-proclaimed Bitcoin guy, billionaire. Yeah, he's supposed to be the one behind all this. Yeah. And the other part, they get the chips from. I think they're getting chips from India.
Oh, yeah?
And I started laughing. I said, see, and this is where my thinking comes in. Now, as bad as y'all have railed against China, railed against all these other countries, now y'all talking about buying a $500 phone that's made in that country? Where's the logic in that? You get my point? Yeah.
Is it made in China?
It's going to be made in China,
fuck no. Oh, sorry for – no, I wouldn't buy it because it automatically have some connection to the Chinese Communist Party. And if and let's say it is effective against not being tracked by the government here, I'm going to be pretty certain it's going to be tracked by the Chinese government over there.
I mean, but do you see my point, though?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't buy it.
You're like,
China,
okay. And then they call it what? The Freedom Phone. The Freedom Phone, really? Yeah, supposed to have an app store that's unbreakable, and it's I'm looking for the notes sir, so I can get you direct there. But it's supposed to have the apps like Twitter and all that, and not, they're not supposed to be able to ban you on. It sounds a little bit hard to believe. Okay, here it is. Let's see. So, Candace Owens, Jack Posobiec, a Pizzagate conspiracy guy, Ali Alexander, Stop the Steal organizer. Yeah, and it's supposed to be like the Chinese brand Umidigi. UMIDIGI. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be a free speech and privacy first focused phone with features like tracking blockers and an unsensible app store. Okay, now we already you already got that kind of stuff already on your phone, right? But anyway, works with Verizon.
Not the unjackable.
Yeah, well, works with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint. And all other domestic and international carriers. Okay. Move phones over in 60 seconds as soon as the phone arrives. Okay, whatever. Yeah, and it just says some of the thing is it comes with preloaded apps, a free speech first operating system. We've developed the first mass marketable mobile phone operating system based on free speech. Okay, and it just says buy now. Yeah.
You know, this is made in China. I wouldn't buy it. If it was made by Mike Lindell, I would buy it. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't buy it because, like, you can make your phone untrackable by buying a Faraday bag. It also, one of the features you haven't mentioned is that the messages, the communication, can be encrypted. Now, that's something that would be valuable. But the other stuff which they have. That doesn't interest me as much, but I see their point. But for $500, I'm not buying that phone. I wouldn't care if it was $100. If it's made in China, I wouldn't buy it.
It says it does everything your phone doesn't. The $500 phone target. No, The $500 Freedom Phone targets users concerned about big tech censorship and freedom of speech. Sarge, Bianchi, here go your phone. It comes preloaded with apps like Parler, Rumble, and Newsmax app, as well as a privacy guard. Despite the price tag, the phone appears to be a reworking of Chinese handsets available for as low as, $119. Yeah.
Well, you can get those apps. I don't know if you can trust them, but you can get those apps by at the Google Play Store and download them into your present phone.
I know.
Yeah.
I got Parler and a couple of other ones y'all don't think I would have. I have that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what else is saying about it. But as the Daily Beast reported, the headset is from a budget Chinese brand. I told you, it comes with a hefty markup. The guy who's supposed to be over it confirmed that about the origin. You know, it is of the Chinese brand origin, but was unable to tell the Beast which of its models the Freedom Phone uses. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, right then and there, that would make me kind of suspicious. Again,
look,
China.
Look, here goes something else. The phone can be bought and shipped in bulk from Asia with custom logos and branding so as to give the appearance of a phone that has been designed for a unique purpose. So,
yeah, okay. You know what it smells like to me? It smells like a Trojan horse. It smells like China wants to sell this phone to very, let's say, gullible Americans. And once they operate it, they don't know, but they've got their own personal Trojan horse right there, right next to their ear.
Uh-huh. Right.
Made in China. Okay. Something like that. All right.
Yeah.
People who want to spend $500, I'll let them do it.
Hey, if they got that kind of money to waste on a phone, go ahead. I don't even pay that for a phone now, let alone
any other one.
No, I won't pay. I won't pay $150 for a phone, actually. If I got it, yeah.
You can get an unblocked phone for less than $100 and then choose your own network.
Yeah. See? That I'm talking about. But I'm happy with the phone on the head. I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to talk about encryption, now I'd be interested. Okay?
No, see, they didn't.
That way I don't have to be tracked by anybody.
Yeah. See, they're not going to do that. They are not going to do that. All right?
Uh-uh.
You know that. But anyway, we got 7 minutes left, man, so I'm going to get up out of here, you know. Yeah. It's been fun, though.
Okay.
All right.
Sergeant Bianchi, see you guys later. Sorry you guys couldn't get on the air, but.
Stop it. All right, Joe. I'll see you next week? Yeah, I'll see you next week.
I can jab them. Okay.
I know.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Have a good week.
All right. Thanks. All right. Peace. Excuse me. Now, I know some of y'all say, ooh, he is so wrong for that. No. See, Joe is the official, unofficial co-host of this show, all right? Even though I didn't know who the number at the time. So he can talk anytime he want to. Now, because I said so and I pay for the show. Thank you. All right? And plus, we have some great conversations. We really do. So that's why I love having him on the show. Now, for anybody else who don't like the way I did it, oh, well. All right, so anyway... That's going to do it for us today, man. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. Sergeant Bianchi, thank you for keeping the chat room running today. That's what I'm going to have to do, just keep y'all in the chat room. Y'all run the chat room for me, okay? That way y'all can say whatever you want to. All right. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for hanging out with me today. It's been fun. Say, just keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart, but make sure you're forgiving yourself first. And the biggest, baddest thing, learn to laugh at yourself. You can laugh at yourself, everything else is just groovy, all right? And don't get led by the nose to one side or the other, people. Make your own path, all right? Yeah, it may drift to the right a little bit, and sometimes it may drift to the left a bit. But what I'm saying is, make sure as you're drifting, you always know how to go back straight. That's all I'm saying. Y'all figure it out later. But anyway, That's going to do it for me, man. I'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great week, great weekend. And everybody got any birthdays, happy birthday. Anybody got any anniversaries, happy anniversary. And if you just decided you look good for the first time in your life, congratulations. All right? But until then, man, I'm getting out of here. And y'all have a good one. See y'all later. I'm trying to find a song I want to play, and for some reason, this thing is tripping today, so we're just going to play this song. See y'all later, man. Y'all have a good one. We out.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the key swing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I am playing no games. Everyone that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in me,
I'ma leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open, girl.
I'ma leave the door open.
Let you feel the way I feel in your moment. I don't want you to not name it.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.